Public officials recognize that social media has changed the way people communicate. The White House, for example, held a live discussion last Tuesday on its Facebook page. People watched and commented on a speech by President Obama that was broadcast to students nationwide from a Virginia high school. Before the speech, a student at the school asked for advice about how to get the president's job.
First of all, I want everybody here to be careful about what you post on Facebook. Because in the YouTube age, whatever you do, it will be pulled up again later somewhere in your life. And when you're young, you know, you make mistakes and you do some stupid stuff. And I've been hearing a lot about young people who, you know, they're posting stuff on Facebook and then suddenly they go apply for a job and somebody's done a search and, you know, so that's some practical political advice for you right there.
Experts say a good rule to remember is not to post anything you would not want your mother to see. But what if your mother or father is one of your friends, as in a friend you accepted on Facebook? Some parents use social media to communicate with their kids and to monitor their activities. This, in turn, has led to MyParentsJoinedFacebook.com. This is a site for sharing and laughing at things that parents have posted.
Ekin Uz, the exchange student from Turkey, has a different concern about privacy. She worries about cybercrime and the information that could be gathered about a person from different websites.
I'm scared of copying my personal information to use, like my photos they can use for things which is not good for me. And I'm concerned about that. If someone write my name on Google, they can find one picture from Facebook or something, but is it safe?
By now, most parents know about the dangers of sex offenders using social networks. But the computer security company, F-Secure, points out the risk even in posting information like vacation plans. Someone who wants to break into the house will then know when people are away.
And then there is the time issue. Jen is a student at Appalachian State in North Carolina.
I'm probably on Facebook a lot more than I should be. I'll go on sometimes, check it, and then get right back off. And then maybe 10 minutes later, I'll be like, oh, well, I need to talk to so-and-so. And so then I'll go back on it every 30 minutes or something.
And how often does her classmate Carrie check her page?
If it's like during school when things are busy, once maybe for like 20 minutes max. But then if it's like during the summer and I'm really bored, I don't have anything else to do, then it might be a little longer.
And Ekin?
I check my account at least one time in a day. If I talk with my family, it's like an hour. But if I don't talk with them, just 10 or 12 minutes at most.
And what about Evan Falchuk, a frequent commentator on social media? How often does he check for updates?
It kind of happens in the background because, you know, I have an iPhone, which I love, and the iPhone has applications on it for each of these social media that we've been talking about. And so I'm frequently looking at it or typing stuff or posting something. It feels like it's something that I do continuously.
Some people like to write long entries in their blogs. On Twitter, each message or tweet is limited to 140 characters. Market researchers at Pair Analytics say they are big fans of Twitter. But in a recent study, they declared that 40% of the tweets captured over a two-week period were pointless babble. Evan Falchuk would agree that some people write things like, I am now sitting in the doctor's waiting room.
But most of the people on Twitter that I see are actually trying to have a substantive discussion, a real conversation about topics that are interesting to them. So for me personally, I'm in the healthcare business, and in America, we're having this very important debate about healthcare. And I'm connected with hundreds, actually I think maybe thousands of healthcare professionals or people with an opinion on healthcare or doctors or others who are constantly posting things to do with what's going on in healthcare.
Some people find answers through social media. Others find love. A woman named Georgina says she used a social dating site because she was looking for a higher quality of a mate. She was still looking when we talked to her. But she thinks the new technologies are a great way to communicate, as long as people still show traditional respect for each other.
Back in the 1980s, when I was dating without computers, cell phones, text messaging, instant messaging, people had to be more organized. They had to be home, and they had to stick to their plans because you had no way of communicating with someone once you left for your destination. Nowadays, with the extremely fast mode of communication, people have the ability to be lazy and spontaneous and not organized because they can text you at the last minute or call you wherever you are and say, I'm not coming, change of plans.
Our program was written by Nancy Steinbach and Marisol Salazar and produced by Katie Weaver. I'm Faith Lapidus.
And I'm Bob Doty.
Thank you.